Chinook salmon are down statewide in Alaska. The pollock fishery bycatches tens of thousands of Chinook and chum salmon every year, and the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is seeking ways to reduce that bycatch. The council is meeting in Nome this week, and yesterday the Scientific and Statistical Committee, which advises the council, heard a presentation on salmon bycatch management. 3 years ago, the council implemented a Chinook bycatch program. Since then, the council has been struggling to either fold the chum bycatch management into the existing program or create a new program just for chums.
But we found that any measure that we layered on top of the same fishery for chum tended to make the Chinook bycatch worse. And since the purpose was never to exacerbate a problem in an existing program by layering another measure, the council took a step back and decided to consider them together.
Diana Stram is a fishery analyst for the council. What the council is considering, Stram says, is whether to move forward with an analysis that would change how chum salmon bycatch is managed and whether to modify Chinook bycatch regulations. When the floor opened to public testimony, the demand was to include the impact of bycatch on subsistence in that analysis.
Subsistence users' diet is composed 80% of fish. Now the subsistence user is being asked to lower their diet of fish to 20% or less. These are areas where, you know, supermarkets aren't readily available. You know, these people, they do live off the land.
Brandon Amasak is the subsistence resource director at Kuwerik and a lifelong subsistence user. He says while the pollock fisheries are allowed to waste tens of thousands of salmon in bycatch every year, it's the subsistence user that, quote, bears the burden of conservation with gear restrictions imposed and rivers shut down because of low runs. Rose Fostick is the vice president for natural resources at Kuwerik. She says the low runs go beyond reducing subsistence users' ability to feed themselves and restricts their ability to continue their culture.
Much of which is transferred, the knowledge of biology, the knowledge of processing, the knowledge of respect for elders and for the environment is being lost without the opportunity to have fresh salmon to work with.
The public asked the committee to gather more specific data on why runs are declining in the Norton Sound and to collect surveys on how bycatch affects subsistence users throughout rural Alaska. As a mitigation measure for the low runs, Tim Smith with the Norton Sound Regional Aquaculture Association proposed activating a local hatchery. The committee also suggested investing in an incentive-based system to reduce bycatch.